Hello, Audioboo. It's the 3rd of July, 2016, and today Tokyo is 18 months old.
And Rosie is 8 years and 1 month old.
And Rosie is 8 years and 1 month old.
So that makes 97 months.
A lot of months. And now Johanna, Jeff, and myself are on a train from Holon Batiam, which is not that far from... I mean, we took a bus, got on the train, and we're going now to a city called Kfar Saba to a restaurant called Humongous. And we will be eating a 2-kilo hamburger. 2 kilo is about 4.5 pounds.
Didn't you say it was 2.4 kilos
though? Oh, yeah. So it's like
5.5 pounds. Come on, like, yeah.
It's like 6 pounds.
Yeah.
So, but we will be sharing it.
Well, 5 pounds.
Obviously, because, well,
I don't know.
We cannot.
There's another.
Well, we might have our own, but we will be sharing. I want onion rings.
Me too. And I want a mummy cake. לא, זה לא קריטי, אנחנו צריכים מונית בכל מקרה.
עוד השעון סוכלו ובואו לעזור לכם.
תודה, תודה.
Just organizing where we're getting out.
Oh,
getting off at the terminus. I thought it would be easier.
Easier, yeah.
3 minutes between stations. And as long as we can get a cab, then... Hey, hey.
הרכבת תיכנס מיד לתחנת תל אביב הגנה. הנוסעים בתחנות נמל תעופה בן גוריון ומודיעין מתבקשים להחליף רכבת בתחנה הבאה. Passengers traveling to Ben Gurion Airport and Modi'in are requested to change trains at the next station. היציאה מהתחנה באמצעות כרטיס הנסיעה בלבד. הנכם מתבקשים לא לשכוח חפצים וציוד אישי ברכבת. למען בטיחותכם, הנכם מתבקשים להיזהר בזמן העצירה ובמהלך הירידה מהרכבת.
I want to marry this guy.
The last bit didn't get translated. What was the last?
I don't want to marry that guy.
I like his voice.
It said you requested to not forget your things and your personal belongings. It also says be careful when you step off the train.
Yeah, that was quite a big gap there.
I get terrified.
And
it's not as big as fucking...
unless it was a step that I stepped over.
Yeah, there was.
Oh, so there was a step and then...
There was a little step and a big step.
Yeah, I didn't see the little step. So
yeah,
okay,
I just stepped...
It wasn't as big as I thought. I stepped straight onto the train.
And, and you need your ticket to exit.
Ah.
But we didn't get tickets.
Oh, so what do we do?
It's the last stop and people are going to come help us.
Right.
These are like the turnstiles, that's why you need tickets.
The advantage of getting off at the terminus is that it's a bigger station, you're more likely to get help, and the train doesn't have to leave so quickly. So
exactly.
You can just more relax in general.
I do like traveling on trains, I really, really do. I just don't like getting on and off trains. I have a very strong fear of it.
Traveling on trains in Israel is a bit of a novelty because we don't do it very often. The trains are great where they go, but they don't go anywhere near enough places.
Well, there's more and more trains.
Yeah, we need more trains.
There are more.
Are there more?
Yeah, there's more.
Have they opened that Jerusalem one yet?
No.
It's supposed to be soon, isn't it?
Don't know.
And they're also building a light rail in Tel Aviv, apparently.
So, yeah, we will report more when we get to the restaurant. We're going to be meeting Cece and her son and his friend, apparently. We're going to be 6 people, 3 guide dogs,
and one
pet dog.
One regular dog, yeah.
So it's all going to be fun.
We didn't have to book or anything.
Well, they open the restaurant at 6, we'll be there. It's Sunday evening, so it's
fairly quiet. Unless people are in to watch the football.
Then they'll be home, not at the restaurant.
Oh, they don't watch at bars?
It's not a bar.
It's not a bar, it's a restaurant.
Yeah.
They serve beer there.
They serve beer everywhere.
Yeah, somebody did a pee. It's not me.
Not me.
Oh my god.
It's not me.
Someone let one rip here on this train. It's disgusting. You've got Tokyo in front of you.
Yeah, but you've got, there's also got this.
Yeah, it's the there. Rubbish.
Yeah, but there's this big metal box thing.
Is there electricity in here? Like,
yeah.
If someone was to charge their phone or whatever.
Should be.
Oh, I
don't need
it. I could have brought mine. I didn't think of that.
No, I'm curious. I might even have, but I just. Because in Finland you have this.
Yeah, I'm not sure if there is here.
They usually are.
Where would I find it?
Look under it. There's a rubbish bag.
I'm not seeing. I'm not seeing.
Maybe not. There usually is.
Maybe on your side?
No, I just looked.
Oh, well, maybe not then.
Tokyo. Well,
the UK.
Oi. Tokyo. Thank you. I felt a tail. Like, I did feel the tail, but I heard it wagging, banging on the floor.
No, I'm not seeing anywhere.
There's... seats are quite comfortable, to be honest.
Yeah, they're not too bad.
There's a little table.
A bit like on UK trains, really.
Yes, it reminds you a lot of UK trains.
It's probably all the old UK trains that they don't want anymore.
When you come to Finland, I'm going to take you to a train ride.
Yes, we haven't been on trains in Finland.
No. There is now this new train that goes to the airport and back. I'm not saying that we will go there.
Well, we should, but when we come from the airport.
But we could, like, take your stuff and go home, and then we could take a train to airport and have Starbucks there.
It's fun. Okay.
Or we could have Starbucks first and then
train.
No, but...
Is that the central one? Oh no, it's the Israeli one, isn't it? Yeah, this stop is near my work.
Oh, if you want to take the train to work?
If I wanted to take the train to work, this is how I would do it.
I don't know that we'd
be much quicker though. No, it wouldn't.
It would be a lot more hassle.
Yeah, it would be a lot more hassle and it wouldn't be much gain. The only advantage of it is that you wouldn't be subject to the whims of the traffic.
Yeah, but you'd be subject to the whims of the traffic till you get to the train station.
And these trains are so quiet, you feel like you're not moving at all.
Yeah, that's right.
But you are moving. Yeah, we're moving.
Is this, like, supposed to be fast?
It's quicker than it feels.
It's not that fast because the distances are small.
Yeah, but I can see things moving outside. It feels like we're not doing anything.
No, we're moving.
And I've seen trains go underneath the Island Bridge.
We will be.
Yeah, we will. There's this bridge I have to go across on the way to work. Yeah, well, modern trains and modern rolling stock would be matched up so that there's no gaps and no level differences and none of that stuff. But a lot of the stuff is old, that's the problem. You need what they have in Hong Kong where they have the walls with the doors in them that just open up and they line up
with the
train doors, so you just walk through and you can't possibly fall.
They wanted those in Finland, but it didn't happen.
We have those at Central Bus Station.
Oh, do you?
Yeah. The guy who was talking to us, I nearly called him Kalle.
Oh, I see.
So this is a railway station and a big shopping centre.
Mm-hmm.
That's near my work. I get out of the bus at the shopping centre.
What's happening? Just noise. Nothing's happening, we're on a train.
Oops.
Hold on. Ding dong. This is one of the bigger stations.
Lots of people get on after work. People are getting out a little earlier.
And a lot of people have been shopping.
It's true. Particularly with school holidays on now.
Tuesday's cleaning day. Remember?
Yes, it is.
Pretty long term.
Someone's not happy.
Train recording. Dimmed. Pause recording. Train recording. Dimmed. Button.
Pause this and we'll be back.
Your muse.
Yes.
Oh, I didn't know that it was going to pronounce it like that.
Neither did I.
Oh, it didn't tell me that.
Well, I didn't remember. I was trying to deal with other things.
Yeah.
So we are at the place. It's called Humongous. And, we are waiting for the others to arrive. They open officially in about 5 minutes, so it's okay. We have a table. It's kind of out indoors outdoors type thing.
Like windy, but we're indoors.
And it's like a hangar almost. And they say that they have no menus. So the waiter will come and explain, like, they have no menus at all. They explain everything. So that's pretty cool. He got some water. We also got a plate of watermelon slices in the middle of the table. I don't know why. Well, I mean, it is refreshing and thirst quenching, but we're gonna go eat a meal. But yeah, all right, that's kind of their way to say welcome and stuff. Staff seeing coming
youngest small,
and friendly.
Small, Jeff S. is nearby at Yomi's speech bubble at the home of the 2 kilogram hamburger or something. To terrific notification.
So let's try this thing again. So
we recording. Train recording. Pause recording. Button.
4 kilo hamburger.
Yeah.
60 additions to the hamburger.
Topping. Six.
Right.
No.
Mm-hmm.
No.
Or that's 50. I'm not sure if it's 50 or 60.
Still, 50.
We're going to take the challenge and I'll share it, the three of us.
350 grams of chips and vinegar.
That's it.
And we'll have onion rings. And we'll have onion rings too.
No.
Not enough chips.
Yeah, I don't want chips. Onion rings.
Oh, it's half a liter of shaking beer.
Yeah.
So it's not a liter.
50 toppings.
That's
like, so
good. I think it's like 200 chips.
That's not bad. That's not expensive. Think about it. That's not bad.
Of course it's crazy, but we came all the way over here.
I'm actually not sure because I don't see the price, but I remember it was 200.
Well, we're going to...
So.
I mean, the challenge is to eat it yourself.
So
we're not going to eat.
They like to put steak from the top to the bottom.
Oh, okay, so it's just really
cool. Holds it up.
Ah, yeah. So it's kind of it not really packed this year.
Because then it's just a lot of burgers.
Yeah.
Ah, so you can't really share that.
Yes, you can.
I think Max asked for extra buns and split.
Yeah, that's probably what we'll do. But we want to see the whole thing before they split it
up. Yeah,
oh,
yeah.
Sure.
Yeah, absolutely. Pictures, yeah. Facebook, Twitter, WhatsApp. I sent it to my work colleagues and said, this is what a 2.4 kilogram burger. Well, we were discussing it at your work one day.
Well, I'm definitely...
A couple of the guys live here in Starbucks. And they mentioned it. But no one had actually tried it, so I said, well...
I'm fucking ordering it. If nobody wants to share it with me, I'll eat what I can.
Oh, no, I'll share it with you.
And me, too.
Yay.
That's what we're here for. Come
yeah,
on.
I mean, we could have ordered most.
If we have, like, can get extra buns, then it's going to be easier.
Yeah.
I'm sure you can.
Then we'll just build some bird. Do they have birds in here? Like, or are they outside?
I think they're outside.
Yeah, they sound like they're outside. 50 toppings, that doesn't make sense.
I want bacon, and bacon.
Yeah. Well, you see, if they wanted to be kosher, they could be able to cheese here.
Yeah, but a lot of people do it. Most.
They have a lot of cheese.
Oh, I want shit.
Me too.
Fucking cheddar, yeah.
I trust you. I will eat whatever lands in front of me.
Okay, so give me 2 kilos of pickles.
Pickle burgers.
Ew.
I said I trust you, you know?
I'm joking.
That will not happen then anymore, ever.
No, don't worry. I don't want pickles. I don't like pickles on my burger either.
Yeah.
And I don't like tomato. I like onion and lettuce on my burger.
I like, what's the other thing on the other thing?
The other thing.
Not onion, because it might upset my stomach. I would like it, but I can't.
Yeah.
I love raw onion. I might have some. I have to have raw onion at my burger. And even though I don't eat a lot of meat, today I'm going to do it. God, I can't wait to see it. Like a building of burgers.
Yeah.
I don't know.
But you haven't seen it?
I haven't seen it.
Oh, really?
No?
Well, we're going to see it today.
What
did
you have so far? Just the
600? 440.
Come on.
I was kind of full.
Yeah, definitely bacon.
A few side things from the duck. Don't really remember what parts of the duck, but the butt's duck in it. And,
I like the meat here.
This is not a place for vegans.
No, this is
not at all.
Not at all.
Do they have a
tofu burger? I wouldn't eat that. That sounds disgusting.
Hello.
Hello.
Fine?
Yeah.
Everybody speak English?
Yes.
Yeah.
Right, alright. It's first time here?
Yes,
for us.
For me.
He's a regular.
Ooh, some serious fighting tools.
Yeah.
Like serious knives, like for meat eating.
Scary.
Yeah, we forgot to say we're all vegan.
What? I didn't know.
All of us.
Yeah, including Anna.
So, a apparently they do bacon as well. So
yes.
It's going to be one for the diary.
Okay.
I thought you were going to say for the diet.
Hello for the hubby.
Hi.
I'm going to explain for the menu.
Okay. Right. You speak up because we're trying to hear you over
Sorry,
here.
Sorry again. All right. I'm going to do it. So I'm going to start with the appetite. All right.
Appetizers.
Sorry.
I'll help you.
All right. You have onion rings. All right.
Yeah.
You have mushrooms. It's with five different kinds of cheese inside.
Oh my
wow.
God.
All right. We have wings. It's in peanut butter and chili sauce.
Yeah. Chicken wings.
Some in half kilogram and one kilogram.
Oh yeah.
We have rolled the goose. It's rolling inside with a cheddar inside.
Oh god!
Right.
No,
it's
no.
Tambura.
No, no.
It's great.
Arteries.
Yeah, right, and we have empanadas.
Oh my god!
It's got with the tomato salsa in the side and the.
It's like oh my god! It's like those pastry things that are baked.
Inside.
They have meat and
it's
I love.
Or meat or potato. You can choose or together.
Wow.
Oh my god.
Also, we have this is for the appetizer, right?
Yeah.
Also,
yeah.
We have seven different kinds of burger.
Okay.
Yeah, we want
to remember everything. Just remember the name of the burger, and if you need to ask me again what you have inside,
okay.
I'm gonna ask. All right.
Okay.
All right. So the first one, it's regular, but it's regular burger.
Boring.
Yeah.
Mexican. It's spicy. Beef grind with jalapeno pepper and chipotle salsa on the top of the burger.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Italiano, beef grind with butter, basil and pecorino cheese.
Oh, yum.
Yum.
Austrian, 100% ham grind with bacon.
Oh my
French,
ham and
yummy.
French is a beef grind with a foie gras, black oil truffles and Dijon mustard.
No.
On the top of the burger we have onion jam.
Wow.
Finland.
Oh yes.
Grind with a goose breast.
Goose breast.
Lard, cashew and maple. On the top of the burger you have maple, you can control on the maple to put how much you want it. And you have the last one is the Philadelphian. It's beef grind with a goose fat, goose breast, walnuts and provolone cheese. On the top of the burger you have onion cream cheese, saffron and bacon jam.
Nice.
All the burger is coming 220, 440 or 660 gram. Inside of the burger you have fresh vegetables, onion, lettuce, pickles and tomato. And it's coming inside this french fries, a lot of french fries.
Right.
That's it.
What's your challenge?
The challenge, alright. The challenge is 2.4 kilograms for meat. It comes with a 350 gram french fries and all milkshake, all beers. You have 1 hour to finish that. You have like a couple of rules for that. You cannot stand up from the table, nobody can touch on the plate.
I told you
things like that.
I told you you can't go and throw up.
No,
it's not.
Only one can eat. After 1 hour, everybody
one
can
person,
eat whatever
okay.
they want. But
no, but
after
if
1 hour,
we,
it's not the same.
If we wanted the thing, but not to have the challenge, because like three of us want to share it.
You can't.
Not the challenge. We don't want it for free.
No, I understand that, but you can't. It's not for that. It's like only for one person for try to break the.
Well, I'm gonna then challenge
so you
myself.
No,
you
yeah,
do
okay,
it.
Not the
like
challenge, but I'm gonna have to do the like. Six,
well, we
six,
can't
six.
Order one and pay for it.
No, because one of the rules says that.
Yeah, but we don't care about the rule.
No, I understand. So I explained to you the rule, right? Because he say if somebody touch on the plate like in the first hour. So they need to pay something like if it costs 200 or something like 400, like, and then it's not.
So it's cheaper if we get our own burger.
No, but I don't understand why we can't just order it, pay for it, and just not have the challenge, share it.
Yeah, I understand, but in the first hour. Okay, before I.
He's basically saying it'd be double the price.
You need to sign on.
context, all right? Like nobody can touch it in the first hour, and if somebody touch it, you need to pay like 400 and not 200.
אבל הם לא רוצים את הצ'אלנג,
כן, אני מבין, אבל הצ'אלנג זה לא כמנה, זה כאילו כאתגר פה,
זה לא מוגש כמנה.
זה לא מוגש כמנה, זה מוגש כאתגר, כי לנסות לשבור את זה, זה לא כאילו כצלחת גדולה.
Right, but if we
want to
pay 400, we can pay 400.
Yeah, but we don't
want to
pay
400. Okay, all
right.
I
think that's a lot.
That's a lot. Everybody needs to take like what kind of burger do you want it? Like the challenge is like very heavy, like because you have like 60 topping, like you need to put on the 240, 2.4. So we say like it's something like 12 burgers, all right?
Yeah, I know.
In every 12, we have something like 6 topping on the one burger. It's first one thing, it's a lot, and the second thing, it's only for the challenge. If you want it, I can check this with my manager. If it's possible or not, I don't know.
You can check it. I mean, the worst thing that could happen is that you say no, and then we'll order something else. I mean, you know what I mean? It's not. You can check it.
Yeah, I can check it, but I know the answer. That's it, because you really, really wanted that, so I need to ask again, and then you give me like.
And we're not expecting to have it for free or anything.
No, I know. What I mean, like, it's not the money. It's like.
It's a game.
We're not trying, it's like for the challenge. Yeah,
let me check it for 1 second, alright?
Okay. Check it, if not, then we'll order 600 grams.
Yeah,
right.
Each.
And it will be the same.
Yeah, it will more or less be the same.
Yeah, but I want a picture of it on
Facebook.
Exactly,
that's the thing. We wanted to have the big one and say, okay, this is how big it is, and then eat it between us.
I don't want to pay 400. I think 400 shekels is
a
bit
much.
Yeah, and we don't. Then it really doesn't make sense. That's like $100. I'm sorry.
No.
That's crazy.
That is crazy.
Although with what we want to order, we'll probably get there. God, empanadas. I love empanadas. Is anyone going to get empanadas?
Let's share empanadas.
All right. How many empanadas come?
I don't know. We'll find out. We'll ask you.
I remember the burgers.
Finland is the one that you want with the nuts and maple.
Nuts and the maple, okay. Yeah. But there was another one that I liked.
That's 100% bacon?
The bacon and ham.
Oh, that's the Austrian.
Austrian. The Mexican is with jalapenos.
Right? Yeah,
the Italian is with basil and cheese.
The Philadelphia one.
But that's the goose fat though.
Yeah, that didn't sound that good. The Italian one with the basil and the mozzarella. The French one with foie gras, which is the goose liver inside.
Ah, that's cool.
I can't eat that. Oh, no.
So you like the Finnish?
I took it last time, so I want to mix.
Either the Austrian or the Mexican sounds good, actually.
How can you mix?
Well, can't you mix?
I don't know.
If you take like a 440 or
something. That you can mix.
Yeah, why not?
Yeah.
I take a 440, then Austrian and Mexican. Fuck the world.
Am I the only good girl who's taking the
220?
Probably.
When I'm talking, I'll probably take a salad.
I've had one bread roll today. I'm ready to have a...
I had three
had
pieces of toast.
I'm on a bad stomach day, so...
So go for the
220. I'll go for the 220, yeah.
But I want onion rings.
You can have onion rings.
I want onion rings and empanadas.
You can do that.
Button of screen.
I have a feeling they'll let us have it.
I think they'll want to charge us 400.
No, I think 400 is too much to pay for.
Fair enough.
200 I don't think is too much to pay for.
The 12 burgers, it's going to be like...
Huge. Maybe they'll give it to you.
Like, we are not going to finish it.
Maybe they're going to give it to you for 300.
But we'll see what happens.
300 is reasonable because with everything that we will all eat, it's probably going to